It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee Bucks head coach Doc Rivers announced yesterday he's stepping away from the team after the Bucks missed the playoffs for the first time in years.
Star player Giannis Antetokounmpo battled injuries throughout the season, missing over half the games this year and leaving questions about his future with the team.
Milwaukee finished the season Sunday, 11th in the Eastern Conference, and they've had an overall losing record since Rivers took over as head coach.
Justin Garcia is a studio host and analyst from Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network and WTMJ in Milwaukee. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
So Doc Rivers came up with a long pedigree in the NBA as a player and a coach. Fair to say things did not work out the way the Bucks hoped they did when they brought him on board, right?
Yeah, and I think Doc, we even kind of heard this from him. He would be the first to point that out, too, that this was a special opportunity for him because of his connection to the city and obviously playing at Marquette and having his number retired in the building that he coaches in, that, you know, this was how he wanted to end his career, by getting back over that hump again with this team, close enough to his actual home in Chicago, too, and these connections with Milwaukee. And he talked about it, you know, a few times in the final week or two before the season ended, where the announcement became official yesterday. But if you listened to Doc the last two or so weeks, it was an open secret that he was going to be stepping away once the season ended. And he addressed that, too, saying how much it was a disappointment that he couldn't get it to work here.
Injuries, obviously a factor. What were some of the other things that you read as just not panning out for him as the coach of this team?
Well, injuries, I think, were the biggest one. Obviously, this year it kind of fell off of a cliff with Giannis playing in the fewest games he's ever appeared in his career. Kevin Porter Jr., and it was probably the canary in the coal mine, goes down with a knee injury 9 minutes into the season, and he missed extended time, and that was a pretty big blow to a team that, you know, they weren't the top-heavy Bucks of past years, where if Giannis misses time, you still have Damian Lillard, or you have Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday that can help get you through that. They knew they were going to need health, and they, 9 minutes into the season, didn't get it, so I think that was the biggest thing. This year, and even the last few years, you know, you didn't have one of the guys in the playoffs in each of the previous two rounds. The number two that I think it's hard to shake is when they had that grouping of Giannis and Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton. I believe it was just 9 games that you had the three of them together for. So I think injuries are the big thing. The roster, you know, just kind of saw atrophy through the years, too, as it got older and the Bucks were kind of up against it in terms of their cap. It made it more difficult to supplement the talent around there. And it reached its crescendo last summer where they really just had to say, we have to start softly pivoting to a new era with the waiving of Damian Lillard and alleviating some of those cap burdens. But it meant there wasn't quite as much talent on the team. And Doc spoke about that as well. And I just think the league has also started to move in a different era. And it's not Doc specifically, but a lot of the coaches that have been around for quite a while, the game is different now. And there's things that, you know, coaches of Doc's era, they would never do it and didn't lean into, like offensive rebounding. That's not the way the game is played anymore. And we've seen the Bucks towards the bottom in some of those areas that the more successful teams are towards the top in recent years. So I think it's really injuries the biggest thing, but a group that just got older and kind of stayed stuck in the past of playing a style that isn't conducive to winning anymore.
Now, Giannis' departure speculation is basically an industry at this point, but the season ended with him saying, hey, I'm healthy enough to play. The team saying, no, you're not. Stay on the bench. Giannis is in that point in his career that a lot of NBA stars are like, hey, can I get one more championship? And if so, can I do it with this current team? What is the talk? What are you watching for to see if Giannis stays a Buck?
Well, I mean, I guess there's a couple of key dates to keep an eye on through the summer. May 10th is the draft lottery, so that's where we'll know where the Bucks end up picking, which is going to be the best draft selection they've held in over 10 years. So May 10th, we'll have some clarity there to see where they're picking and what could they possibly do with that trade. But also, not so much for the Bucks. Who else jumped up into the lottery? Was it a team that was interested in Giannis? And now do they have a very, very supreme pick to dangle there? When you get to June, I think it's June 24th, is the NBA draft, and that's where a lot of this chatter will heat up. A week later is free agency. I think that'll be the first real tell of rumblings that the Bucks will put an extension in front of Giannis. What is he going to do? We won't know for sure until October. He can't sign the extension then. If we get through July and Giannis is still on the roster, it to me tells me there is a strong inclination from the organization that we have already had these discussions that we are going to put this Supermax extension in front of you, and we get the feeling he's going to sign it. So we can kind of put this on the back burner for now, but it's not going to go away even if he's here through media day and through training camp and we get to October. It's not going to go away until he actually signs that contract.
Briefly, Justin, as a coach, hire a different decision if you need a Giannis whisperer or if you're completely rebuilding?
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, because the only name we've really heard linked so far has a little bit of history with Giannis, and I think he could thread the needle in Taylor Jenkins, who has coached Giannis but also has done a very good job developing young talent, especially guards, with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Justin, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
That's Justin Garcia, studio host and analyst from Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network and WTMJ in Milwaukee. Well, the Bucks aren't the only Wisconsin team with a big job opening. News broke over the weekend that UW-Madison's athletic director Chris McIntosh is leaving for a job with the Big Ten. The UW AD is consistently among the highest paid public employees in Wisconsin. Jim Polzin, a sports columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, McIntosh out after nearly 5 years on the job, a short tenure for an athletic director at UW-Madison. You wrote yesterday that he's leaving a job, quote, that seemed too big for him. What did you mean by that?
Well, you have to go back to his start date was July 1st, 2021, which coincided with the start of NIL in college athletics and a different transfer portal at a time when players could move freely without having to sit out. So it is probably the hardest era in college sports to be an athletic director in, and I didn't see a lot of evidence over the years that he was equipped to handle all the changes. Wisconsin just kind of seemed behind from the get-go and in chase mode the entire way as some of their competitors did laps around them, and you know, that's kind of what I meant by that. I just think that Wisconsin never really seemed to figure it out. They were always kind of a step behind the people they were competing with.
Now, we've seen some successful runs for teams in hockey, making it to finals for men and women, for example. But are decisions like this mostly based around football and maybe men's basketball?
Yeah, certainly. When you look at the athletic department, and Chris McIntosh is really the first to admit this, the engine that drives it is football. If football's not doing well, you start losing revenue. Season ticket sales go down, donations go down. So you really need football to carry the weight and put money in the bank for all those other sports to survive. So that's really, you know, that's really, if you analyze his tenure, that's the one thing that they did not do right. Now, I will say this, there were other things that went well, and there were other things that didn't go well in terms of messaging. And, you know, they're currently in the midst of two lawsuits. They're suing the University of Miami in Florida. They're also being sued by some former women's basketball players. So it's a really tumultuous time. It's really been a pretty interesting and chaotic 5 years that he led this program.
I wonder about patience levels at Big Ten schools now, seeing Indiana with this football run seemingly out of nowhere, Michigan with this NCAA basketball championship, again, coming from 0 to 60 in like a year, basically. Does that mean decision makers in Wisconsin are saying, hey, why aren't you doing what we're seeing in those schools?
That's a great question. It really is. I don't know. Part of the you say decision makers, and my mind goes to who are the decision makers right now. I mean, I think a big part of what's going on is there's going to be an interim chancellor. We all know the Wisconsin systems president was fired last week. So there's a vacuum, a leadership vacuum right now. So in terms of who's going to be the next AD, that's kind of the big question surrounding the university right now, is who makes this decision. And who decides to come here knowing that they might have a new boss sometime in the next year. So very, very tricky stuff. But I think your overall point is correct, that you can look around the Big Ten and see schools winning and winning quickly. And that might up the ante in terms of expectations a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of big job openings. I'm brushing up my resume for sure. Now, what in this age of NIL, name, image, likeness, right, and money going to players, what do you think that whoever makes this decision should be looking for in the next athletic director?
Yeah, no, you got to find someone who can kind of unite the donors. You need to find someone that can raise money, that can convince people that this athletic department is on the right path and trending in the right direction. You've got to find unique ways to create revenue these days. And you got to formulate a really good plan for NIL. I mean, like I said, they're just kind of playing catch up to schools. And some things they can't control. Michigan has multi billionaires as donors. Indiana has Mark Cuban. Oregon has Phil Knight, right? Wisconsin doesn't have that, so it's got to find a little bit different way to get to the people that have money and convince them to give. I always say this. A lot of the donors at Wisconsin want to give to long-lasting things like scholarships and buildings, things that'll stand the test of time. I'm not sure all of them are ready to give to paying athletes. And somehow you have to change that culture a little bit, or Wisconsin falls even more behind.
One question fans may have is, hey, Chris McIntosh hired UW football coach Luke Fickell. He's gone 17-21. McIntosh stood by him. Well, would the next athletic director necessarily be on board with this coach, or is the clock ticking there too?
Yeah, I think the clock was ticking no matter what, but you bring up a good point. We often see this in sports is that new athletic directors come in and want their own people there. So certainly a big fall for Luke Fickell to prove that this program can build some momentum and get going in the right direction. But I think that would have been the case if Chris McIntosh were still the athletic director.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. That's Jim Polzin, sports columnist at the Wisconsin State Journal. Earlier, we heard from Justin Garcia, studio host and analyst for the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network and WTMJ in Milwaukee. Been talking about two big changes in Wisconsin sports in just the last couple days, the departures of Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers and UW-Madison athletic director Chris McIntosh. Let us know your hopes for the future of both of those programs. Email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.